This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the football show. A show about football, the return of the Champions League. Mm-hmm. Durek Jesus, João Matthews, Theo Mojo, Comrade Question and Red Nandi.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, good day to you all. Good day, João.
Good day. Yes. I almost called you Theo.
You'll notice how today my comportment is a bit... is low. It's like the weather.
Uh-huh. Why? Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just dressed differently, so I feel like I need to conduct myself as a man of substance today.
You are dressed like like you know those guys who swipe people's cards.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's a compliment because you have to
swag.
Yes.
You have to have swag.
Exactly. You're flexing today.
I'm flexing. Yeah. I'm flexing. Hello to everyone else who just joined us on air. We just had a bit of some technical difficulty starting out today, but we shall start the show as usual with the intros. Rumor has it that she was in Cape Town last week, and obviously the Sona debate happened. Oh, actually, there's a new rule. So if you're not here, if you're not here, the ground rules and your intro don't change.
Oh.
So you're going to be stale. Like every time you come back, you're going to be stale.
So you just get the same.
You just get the same. Intro.
That's so swagless.
That's swag.
But okay, you deserve that.
Yes, yeah. That's swag. So rumor has it that on a recent trip to Cape Town, which may or may not have coincided with the Sona debate of 2016, she happened to announce that she was in Cape Town. We are further told that upon hearing of her esteemed yellowness's presence in Cape Town, members of the EFF could not contain the frothiness of their loins and all decided to skip Parliament in order to catch a glimpse of this most rare and treasured genome of the yellow species. All we know is that she is the godmother of all things yellow, the real public protector of the color yellow.
Yes.
The real preamble to the Yellowbone Constitution. The goddess, Nandi Shabalala.
Yes.
She is actually on her way. Thank goodness she's on her way. Anyway, so this guy is not here, so he's getting the same intro as the last time. We are told that despite having the driving etiquette of a Durban-born Johannesburg taxi driver, he has never, ever had a single traffic offense, and that he also received a call from one of the Gupta brothers the other day telling him that he too would be the first foreigner deployed to a lucrative ministry in the not-too-distant future. All we know is that he is the in-house oracle of all things football, the man whose twang is rumored to have been one of the main reasons apartheid South Africa felt pressured to release Nelson Mandela. The incorruptible Nigerian. The exemplary immigrant. A model of virtue. The god, Durek Jesus, who's unfortunately not here.
I think that might be the best. The best one so far.
And rumor has it.
One of the guards just stepped into this.
That while watching cricket with some males, mates.
So they could have been males.
They could have been,
so,
yeah.
Plausible.
Sorry, plausible. Mm-hmm. Rumor has it that while watching cricket with some mates over the weekend, he was in the director's box adjacent to Musi Maimane. And that while they were watching the cricket, his mates kept on referring to the latent Socratic themes in the latest Star Wars franchise. Is it therefore any surprise that Maimane's speech was littered with Star Wars imagery and terminology, which he may or may not have appropriated? Mm-hmm. Appropriated.
Biting.
From listening to Theo and his friends. All we know is that he is the godfather of black privilege. The man whose coven of culturally woke friends fathered Musi Maimane's whole oratory style. The god, Theo Mojo.
Theo, what's happening? I'm so glad to be back.
The patriarch of black privilege.
Yeah, the Gareth Cliff of privilege.
Yes, the Gareth Cliff of black privilege.
Of black privilege. That says it.
Oh, man.
Wissy's a dick, by the way.
Oh, wow. Are you just going to enter the studio like that?
I just think he's just a pathetic excuse for... he's like... I don't even know what he is. He's completely... He's a donkey.
Okay.
He's a donkey. He's a political pawn in this. I'm not going to get into it. I'm just too fired up.
Is this another rant?
I'm just too fired up already. Yeah. There we go. Let's do this.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. So, football results. Oh, shit. It's still me.
Yeah.
Should I
do you?
Yes, please. Well, not like that, but.
Not. Yes. Maybe after.
Yes. Please. Thank you.
This is not a rumor. It is most probably factual. We are told that after watching Honorable Minister Lindiwe Sisulu on television last night, he proclaimed the establishment of Lindiwe Sisulu Bursary for beautiful African women of all ages.
Yes.
The bursary is to be extended to yellow bones of all walks of life who show great potential for leadership. All we know is that he is the philanthropic Philistine, the stripper whistler, the man who can turn any woman into her loins into mush. The god. Comrade question. That is all true and it all peer reviewed empirical facts.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Theo Mojo. I did not.
Peer reviewed by.
Peer reviewed, yeah.
By strippers or strip club owners.
Yeah,
look.
Market data, huh?
Yeah.
You have to go around researching.
Research.
They can all verify
interview
all this data.
People.
Yes, let me do Joao.
Okay.
We are told that he is the only hipster to ever meditate on the top most far eastern corner of the Carlton Centre in an attempt to engender a anti-Bramfontein counterculture in the Joburg hipster movement.
Very, very factual.
Yeah.
And that since this selfless act of messianic hipster proportions, he has been hailed as a martyr in international hipster circles.
True.
All we know is that he is the in-house cool kid. The man with the most immaculate fade of all time.
Not anymore.
Of all time.
Of all time. Yeah, that takes a lot of beating.
Fade Matthews, a.k.a. Antonio Bandana, a.k.a. Mr. It Goes Down
it
in the DMs.
It Goes Down in the DM.
The god, Joao Matthews.
Yes. The DM slider.
Nah. The DM slider. The perpetual DM slider.
I feel like that intro was from 2013.
Oh, is it?
You're a different man now.
Yeah. A different man now.
All right, ground rules. Theo Mojo, would you like to assist us?
I would be honored.
Yes.
History does not belong in old dusty books and on Wikipedia. History is being made every day around us, and we stand in solidarity with students on campuses across the country fighting the good fight, fighting to be heard.
Yes.
And to be hard. I don't know if that's a spelling error, but they could do both.
Are they fighting to be hard?
They are fighting white privilege.
Yes.
They are fighting systemic racism.
Yes.
And they are going to win.
Yes.
Black man, rise up.
Yeah, thank you.
Rise up.
Yes.
Thank you. Wow, that's a long applause. Now, fans can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow. Remember, football is spelled with a PH, or you can tweet us at FootballShowCC, or you can call us on 0861-555-189. Alternatively, you can like our Facebook page, The Football Show, emphasis on football with a PH again. You can also follow us on Periscope, where we do nothing. Like, we've done... What have we done?
We will be on Periscope,
We're keeping the fire ideas in the can.
But you can also, follow us on Periscope if you like, at Football Show.
Yeah, if you like looking at nothing.
If you like looking at nothing. But it's probably more interesting than watching paint dry and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because, I mean, that's how fire our page is.
It's more interesting than watching Michael do analysis.
So, I was talking to Duncan, our producer, earlier, and we're talking about Kanye's ultralight beams. What a jam.
Mm.
Ultralight.
How's Chance the Rapper on that?
Bro?
He dropped
whole,
some verses.
The whole album.
Man.
Man.
The whole album is so fire. Amazing.
Real Friends, Facts.
Real Friends, Facts.
Wolves.
Yeah. Fade.
It is complete
everything.
Fire.
It's so fire that I almost forgot about that Kanye tweet. that Bill Cosby's innocent tweet.
I think he had too many too many bottles of Brignac.
Do you know what makes this album so great? Is it's the Kanye hasn't been this happy in a long time. He's just having fun, and you can tell he's drunk in a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
How's that skit? I love Kanye.
I love Kanye. It's funny. Yeah,
it's hilarious.
When was the last time he was that funny? I mean, graduation.
Like, graduation.
Yeah, that was graduation, before his mom passed.
Yeah,
and also, I like the fact that he allowed other people to shine.
To shine, exactly. Yeah. I mean, he didn't really shine on this album.
But he flexed a bit.
No, on Famous, he flexed. Yeah. On Father Stretch My Hands, Part 1 and 2. Yeah. Oh, come on. Anyway, Megan has a message Kanye for Theo. She said, did Theo even sit down before you went in like that?
I didn't go in on anyone. I was just spitting
my money
truths.
Dick. Okay. Facts. All right. Facts. Okay. Facts. All right. Let's move. I was talking about ultralight beams. Mm. And why I was talking about it is because Duncan says it's like an erection.
Wait.
It grows on you.
Like, I've never had an erection grow on me physically. I don't know whereabouts on my body it'd be growing.
Okay.
Someone else's erection growing on me. I don't know if that's
probably perhaps, on perhaps. Your, on your
does that
forehead.
Happen? Maybe when you're aligned at Home Affairs and people are so close to you, you can feel the guy's erection as you're getting closer
growing
to the front.
Yeah.
As you're getting closer. Oh my God.
Yes.
Three more people.
Yes, yes.
Possibly that could be one thing.
Why? And then so now you can you can tell like our attention is gone now.
Yeah.
We're distracted. Yeah. And we'll explain why later on in life. Uh-huh. And you guys will probably just understand from what's gonna happen in a few seconds. Anyway, we'd like to do like a what are you doing?
Bruh, no, this intro took 20 minutes.
Yeah. We have to acknowledge the
Godmother,
presence
of all things yellow. She is
the yolk.
The yolk
in South Africa's egg whites.
Sorry, guys, for running late. I had to quickly go to Parliament before the budget speech to go and put a proposal in.
For the budget speech, what do sports people do on budget speeches?
No. I need funding to be put aside for research into yellow bone sciences.
Bars.
That's
bars.
Important. It was really urgent.
I support
important. Yeah, but
macro economic policies. You know, SMEs. You know, they need. They need.
Exactly.
This is a budget for them.
But yellow bones are not SMEs. This is a growth industry.
Oh,
it's actually a huge industry in South Africa. It's
So you
can get us started. We are actually at the beginning.
Shrewsbury Town. The mighty Shrewsbury Town. On a windy Monday night.
Have we discussed that?
No, we haven't. We're waiting for you. We knew you were coming.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What did you think of the FA Cup?
I think
what
that
a weekend
United
of
can
just
only
complete
win
shitty
to
football, right? Have you ever watched a weekend of just complete crap on TV?
This past weekend.
It was complete. It was like, you look at it. I mean, Shrewsbury, you know, we expected, even with the low standard this United side achieves, you know, they're supposed to beat them. But you thought, you know, this could be an upset.
Yeah.
Even though these guys get paid.
But come on, it's Shrewsbury Town,
but
guys.
But guys, why are we acting like the FA Cup still matters?
You know what? Wow. It doesn't matter. No, but really, no, it doesn't matter as much as it used to.
Because,
it only
mattered because it helped Arsenal add the trophy drive.
So it's only after Arsenal won it twice.
only mattered for those two.
Yeah, because we just wanted Man United fans to shut up
about Arsenal winning a trophy.
Yeah,
and now are we good now?
Yeah, we're good now. And now because.
Look and to hear Jack Wilshere say, "What is Tottenham? Shit! What is shit?"
Because look at it. Like a lot of the managers don't play their best players.
Yeah.
And also, man,
the City game. Yeah. Look at the example.
I feel like the British have sold it as this romantic thing.
Yeah, but the managers don't actually respect it as much as.
But guys, like if you watch, say, man, you play Shrewsbury or whatever. I don't want to watch a guy take 5 touches to control a ball. That's why the FA Cup to me, I don't think it matters anymore. Like
in the bigger scheme of things, if you win a treble, if you've got the FA Cup, it matters, right? Or you win a double.
Exactly, we won the double. It's like salad, man. You won't be full if you eat a salad.
It's like salad. Okay.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Sorry.
Are we talking about Chelsea and City now?
Shout out to Pellegrini for the team selection.
He gives zero.
That just shows.
If he did this
zero
last
ifs.
year, Yeah, he's...
He's like that guy who resigns and like puts in your 30-day notice and have no fucks together.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah.
You know the guy who's leaving like, work and you're like, dude, there's this thing to hand in at 5. What are you talking about? I'm leaving early today.
He's that guy. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, he's...
Why?
He's that guy on the... like, you know, on the last day of school who like spray paints all over the bathroom walls. Yeah.
You know that meme that is fuck this shit o'clock. Yeah. Yeah. I just imagine Pellegrini doing that.
Toilet paper everywhere.
No, he's really about that. He has no more fucks to give.
But Iheanacho is quality, guys.
Yeah.
I think
is he a
kid.
Big guy? Like, how tall is that guy actually? He seems
like quite a bit. He's like a Mandzukic looking, tall. Big. That target man sort of striker, but he's quick, he's technically gifted.
He's got everything.
Yeah,
I just think he needs to go to a big side. Maybe not a big side.
He needs to go to like
Everton.
You went from a big side like to Everton.
Yeah, I mean
Tottenham.
Spurs are big side now. They are big man. They are big man things. They are doing big things. I think we can't say Spurs are small side anymore. Let's just admit it now.
We can, because they haven't won a title.
This season. Let's talk about this season.
No, man. They're just playing well. they're not even the biggest side in North London. How can you be a big side?
they're gonna pull a Spurs and just fall away in the last hurdle.
You know what I worry about City though? They've lost 3 games in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since they announced that Pep is becoming the new manager. And you know, football is a game of sequences, especially if you look at it in the long run. Mm-hmm. So I just feel it might have a knock-on effect on their form in the Premiership, where they need to maintain some kind of a semblance of, you know, keeping up a title chase. Yeah. So I just hope these selections by Pellegrini, in as much as he's shooting himself in the foot. And I mean, remember we're talking about how even the announcement was hastened by him.
He's the one who actually said. Because he didn't want the uncertainty.
He didn't want the uncertainty. Yeah. But it's destroyed the team now. You can see those guys, the way they're playing.
Those guys are waiting for Pep.
They're waiting for Pep.
And also, I think with guys like Yaya, who knows, he's on his last legs. Last season at City. His last chance to win silverware with City. I think their team knows that, look, we're getting the best manager on the planet. He's coming in and... You know, maybe we don't have to listen to Pellegrini anymore. If he tells me to stick to the right wing, I'm going to go in and play flip in the center. You know, those type of things. Because he knows there's nothing that he can actually
Silva's
do
gonna stop
in long term.
Back.
Okay, let's talk about Spurs and Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace won that 1-1-0.
Sure. Adebayo got abused. The poor man, bro. You know, the guy comes back to English football and Spurs fans
wasn't he just at Spurs collecting his pay package?
Yeah, he's still actually getting paid by Spurs.
Really? Is he on loan?
Really?
Remember his contract only up at the end of the season.
Oh, jeez.
So he had to still be paid by Spurs, even when he wasn't playing. Daniel Levy cancelled his contract and he talked about how Levy is probably one of the worst people he's ever had to work with. And they were surprised. They're paying his wages, and he did well. I mean, Connor Wickham, England's new hope in 2012.
Connor Wickham.
I remember an article that said like he would be like a star player.
Yeah, yeah. He was like the next
at 17. He was
the next Wayne Rooney. I think he was playing at Blackburn Rovers.
He was playing at Sunderland.
Sunderland.
But before that, he was somewhere else.
No, that was Jordan Rhodes, the other English star, the prodigy. He's still playing at Blackburn Rovers. By the way,
I still maintain the other Jordan from Sunderland. Yeah, the other Jordan, Jordan Henderson.
Jordan Henderson.
His mom was banging. What's his face? what's that? Dalglish. His mom was banging Kenny Dalglish. There is no way that guy. He runs like a duck.
Yeah. Even Fergie said it. Remember Fergie said it.
He runs like a duck.
I don't get how this guy's playing at Liverpool.
Yeah, come on.
His mom was fucking thingy.
Yeah, no, okay, they must have been knocking boots.
We've got a WeChat message here from Gab, and it says Theo sounds like jizz coming from a dick.
Oh, nice.
I think that's a compliment, right?
I think jizz coming out of a dick is usually like a positive
good thing.
Thing.
It's a good thing.
Because there's never a bad thing unless it's forced upon someone else. But in this, it's consensual.
You can stop.
I'm just trying to cover all bases here in case you never know.
You never know, but this is definitely
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gab.
Thank you very much, Gab. Thank you.
Okay, Blackburn 1, West Ham 5.
No one cares.
Do we not care?
Yeah.
No. Okay, Bournemouth and the big club, Everton.
No one cares. The big club. That's a big club,
the
guys.
The big club.
No, but guys, Everton are a big club. In the 80s, it was Everton and Liverpool.
They did play. Do you remember Duncan Ferguson? He was like England's great, Scotland's like big
target
thing.
Man.
Yeah, he was the big target man. You hit it to up front.
Hit it to Duncan Ferguson. He'll get it.
That was, and you then can't, you Thomas Gravesen.
You can't afford to give Duncan Ferguson all that space. You can't go and punish.
He's going to punish you.
He's going to punish you. Then you go in the back.
He's
going to
get the head in.
He's going to get the head in.
This boy was built. He's built to do this.
He's built to do this.
You can't teach that. You're either born with it or you're not.
You can't
hashtag Andy Gray forever.
Andy Gray forever.
Oh wow, you're not.
He's the goat.
He's the goat. He's the Scotland goat.
It's a pity about his sexual misdemeanors.
Yeah, it's a pity.
But bring him back, man.
Did you ever hear what he said?
We forgave R. Kelly, bro.
No, but guys, we were all thinking that. We were all thinking that way when she raised that offside flag against Liverpool. We were like, but what is she doing?
This chick, also.
Come on, this chick, what the? No, we were all thinking that. Come on.
Nah. There's another one where his partner, the guy in the studio, they're all at BN Sport now in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's talking to Jamie. He's like, oh, she's hot. Did you hit that? You ever go into YouTube, go watch that. That's what got him fired. And
his commentary when Steven Gerrard scored.
Oh my God. Do you remember that? At Wembley. We know the name, son. We know the name.
We know the name, sir.
We know the name, sir. Oh my God. That'll stick with me forever. Thank you, Andy Gray, for the memories.
We know the name, sir.
No, thank you, Theo Mojo, for reminding us.
We don't support your sexism, but
we don't support sexism. But your commentary
was fire.
Legendary stuff. Okay, so the Gunners are struggling to score goals. What else?
Yeah, look, we'll talk about them later. Talk about them later. Yeah.
Okay, the quarterfinal draw is they're going to play out on the 12th of March.
They're 12th of March. They've rescheduled some.
So it's going to be Arsenal versus Hull or Watford.
So Arsenal going
to Arsenal
win
or Hull versus Watford. Actually.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. And then Man United and West Ham.
Ooh, big test.
Tough
That's
match
a
for
big,
West Ham.
For
West,
Man
West Ham
for
are going to win.
Probably. Well, I mean,
it's
things
a tough
can't get
mid-table
worse.
Clash.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a battle between the small.
Battle between
the battle. The battle
teams.
For fifth is
battle,
as well.
Battle, guys.
It's
on. Battle
it's a tough mid-table clash.
Nail biting stuff. Okay, Reading versus Crystal Palace.
Done deal there. I think Crystal Palace will probably get
for
it
for sure. Yeah. The big club Everton and Chelsea.
Big club.
Chelsea are playing.
Chelsea are back. Chelsea are actually back under Hiddink, which is why I don't understand why get Antonio Conte in. Why can't they just keep
hitting? Why don't they just stick
with
him?
He's such a, you know, that complete, that Catenaccio Italian defensive manager.
No, so but they say his teams play quite expansive stuff.
What is their reason for not keeping him? Is there a reason why they just...
You mean Gus Hiddink?
Yeah.
Well, he's an interim manager. I think he's there for just...
But I mean why?
We've got a message on the WeChat from Zandisile Mseleli who says, the win of Chicken Inn... Yeah, guys, against Mamelodi Sundowns really warrants Moses Chunga to be on the football show bio. Yes, my man. Yes.
Chicken
in. Yes. Yes.
Where is Durek Jesus?
From the dusty streets.
From the dusty streets of Mbare.
Can we get Durek Jesus on the phone?
We need Durek Jesus to come in. Thanks for nothing, Zandisile.
A team that's come from that no one thought of them as challengers.
Chicken in.
Against the mighty. The Catch Rich.
Cash Rich.
Yeah, Catch Rich.
Catch Rich.
Nouveau Riche. South
African Man City.
Yes.
They've come in there and they've upset them.
And we destroy them.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
This weekend's EPL fixture, Southampton versus Chelsea.
Tough game.
Yeah, that's
I gonna think it's going to be a draw.
What's happened to Sadio Mane, guys? Sadio Mane.
He wanted to leave in January. His head got turned.
Nah, he just went back to...
To what?
To mediocrity.
Yeah, Nando is like to chicken.
Guys, the thing, like, this is the thing of, like, if you see a, like, Mane has, because when people were hyping him, I was like, let this guy do it for two seasons.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
He couldn't even do it for half a season.
Yeah, true.
But also, he should have forced the move.
I think he was trying to force a move because I remember that the time he came to training late.
Yeah.
And they benched him. I mean, he was
like
the best player at the time.
Whatever,
and I mean, Koeman, fair enough to him. That's a fucking ballsy move as a manager.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've come through it and they're doing okay. But shame. I don't think he's going to be going to United.
Have they lost since they beat Arsenal on the 26th? They haven't.
Do you remember they went on a 9-game winning streak and they beat Arsenal? Yeah. Then they've just been on the high since.
Yeah.
Okay. Leicester versus Norwich.
Yeah, Leicester will take that.
Obviously. Yeah. Spurs and Swansea.
Spurs are playing well.
Yeah. Dele Alli. Boom, Dele.
I just wish. Actually, I've got a story about Dele Alli.
Yeah.
My cousin, because he's from MK Dons.
Oh, yeah.
He used to hang out
Former
with
Wimbledon.
Them. Yeah, he used to hang out with them in the streets of Milton Keynes.
Really?
Right? Yeah. He's wow. Like, even Jesus. Then, he used to get bad bitches.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So imagine.
Imagine now.
Imagine now. He's like, he's taking in after tax maybe 30K a week.
Oh, my God. He signed a new contract. Yeah. He's getting 60K or something. He's like 19.
It's getting better and better.
And he's 19.
And he's got this huge Adidas.
Imagine how much guat
now.
He's getting. He's getting so much guat, guys.
Guatting it up all over MK.
Vagina.
Is that
the
new word for vagina?
It's been a word in Zimbabwe.
Guat. How do you spell
guat? G-W-A-T.
Flange.
Guat.
Now I know.
It sounds...
Guat.
Yeah. It sounds vile.
Give this guy
for
the
such
guat.
An amazing
for a lily.
Yes.
For like, such an amazing... It, for a lily.
I think we need a new name for that.
Lily.
Yeah, Lily.
It's just that maybe it depends on
Quats. You have to say
maybe it depends on the recipient of the fourth letter.
It sounds like you seen that slap video?
Which one? The one with Yo, but that night he slapped that man, eh?
Which one? The UP one?
The UP one. Was it UP or UP. It was.
That guy took the spirit of Biko. He took of Sobukwe. Malcolm X just enraged in him. I'm sure
and
he
Moses
just,
Chunga.
I'm sure his eyes were rolled in the back of his head. It was slap.
Okay, and then of course the big clash is Man United versus Arsenal.
Woo.
It's gonna be interesting.
I think this will be a draw. But I would have said United would have lost last week, but after what happened yesterday. If this is Arsenal losing 2 games in a row and after that amazing game last week against Leicester City.
Yeah.
This could it be that time
we
say
start seeing them. But I mean Arsenal traditionally
a slow decline.
Traditionally Arsenal are strong
off?
From March onwards.
Yeah. Wow, that's what a lot of people are saying that they
surprisingly I'm not really worried about Arsenal because we knew that
Barcelona
were
way better.
So the players, I think they'll bounce back because they played really well. They played
until the 71st minute.
You know, I thought they're gonna come out the blocks, press them to death,
press them.
It sat deep. Mm. Coquelin and Ramsey in the midfield there. And I mean, you absorb that.
Oh, I don't talk about Ramsey. Oh, my God. That guy infuriates me.
He had chances. And Chamberlain as well.
Chamberlain was good until he got injured.
But the
problem with Arsenal is we can't perform at Old Trafford. That's the thing.
No, but we won there.
I mean, you won there. Well
for the
back.
FA Cup. Well yeah, back. Well back.
Don't you remember that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And you had the audacity to.
But that's like 2 wins.
And I think he's actually going to start him because do you know what's worrying about Arsenal? You can't have a player that hasn't kicked a ball in 10 months who's having his second game as your best player in a night when you need your big stars to come out
and be
counted. And yesterday, Giroud, shame, he tried, but he just does not have the skill set to do what needed to be done against Barcelona. Yeah. We needed someone who could... Because, I mean, if you're going to play deep, there's no point having someone hold the ball up.
Yeah, because guys are going
to
be...
Because there's so much space beyond you. You need someone running behind.
Lots of pace behind there and
the moment Welbeck got in, I mean, you could see the difference.
Yeah, and PK was terrified.
He was terrified of Welbeck.
I think Jordi Alba as well. I mean, Chamberlain gave him a fucking run for his money yesterday. Hey? He played really well.
For me, everybody played well. Okay, Ramsey aside.
Yeah. But the
reason I don't really bother with Ramsey is the only thing that's wrong with him is his passing.
Yeah.
Everything else, he supported Coquelin. He went up.
His decision making is horrible. For a central midfield player of that supposed caliber, his decision making is horrible. You can't want to do pirouettes in.
Do you think
middle.
It was the occasion though? Do you think it was the occasion the guys, that got a better of him, no, better than him?
It's just probably that, but he just didn't have a good game. But with this, to wrap this up, I don't think Arsenal will really have a mental issue with this because Barcelona just had more quality. Yeah. Oh, like
didn't Wenger say they were naive?
No, he was. I've never seen Wenger so upset before.
He said, yeah, he's.
And he actually came out because I mean, I was I stopped watching after the you know the final whistle, you know, the press conference. I didn't watch that. People were terrorizing me on Twitter. Twani, she was like terrorizing me. So, and I got so I watched it this morning. He's livid, you know. And he, you know, when a manager, usually Wenger is one who stands up for his players, even when they've done wrong, and we're all like, come on.
You know why?
Yeah.
Yesterday he was like,
you know why?
The same thing. He, you know like why? He said the same.
You know
thing.
Why he was this livid?
Yeah.
Because you could see he prepared.
He prepared them. Yeah.
Like, they were very prepared. Like
he was talking
like,
about the counter attack again. Right?
Yeah, he says,
it's like what?
The
surprise.
Same thing.
Surprise.
The
surprise. Same
but thing. Also, Arsene, if you're gonna play Mertesacker and leave him, like he was. He was alone.
No, then,
but he didn't do too badly.
But he didn't need
right?
to be for that first goal. He didn't need to be that high up.
But that's why, like the problem is, his tactics were right, but
the personnel.
Yes,
but like, who could he put? Chambers in a game like that because Gabriel's in.
Chambers and
Gabriel's
Chambers
injured.
And Koscielny.
Yeah, but Mertesacker had to play. But I think the Giroud, and
Flamini.
No.
Flamini, what was he thinking?
He's a fucking liability.
55 seconds coming onto the pitch, you
okay,
go
guys,
and do that.
We need to start wrapping this one up.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got two messages here on our WeChat ID. The first one is from Yao Kodwa Ayekum.
Oh, well done.
And he says, Depay is useless. One of the worst players to ever don the number 7 shirt. Watching him run makes me want to make a time machine and go back in time and force his father to pull.
That is,
oh, wow.
That is...
it's rough, eh?
Memphis Depay.
There's a theme going on with these
WeChat messages. Yeah, because listen, there's another one from Gab, and he says the only way the only way Arsenal could have stopped Messi is if they travelled back in and gave his dad a condom and encapsulated Messi in there.
I'm pretty sure Gab is
That's
Duncan.
Quite descriptive.
I'm pretty sure Gab.
You know what? Hey, actually,
I think Gab is.
I feel like
it wouldn't be the first time.
Who listens to this show is just a sexual demon.
I think you guys
like
just
what is are people repressing their sexual like, urges?
You guys are just dirty sexual like, people. Okay, La Liga. We're gonna quickly run through that.
Yeah, let's
see
that.
Atletico and Villarreal. There was a goalless draw.
Mm-hmm.
No one has anything to say about that.
No.
Okay, cool. Granada and Valencia. It was 2-1 to Valencia.
Finally,
Phil Neville.
Three wins on the trot, eh? Yeah. I think they're finally turning a corner.
Maybe he isn't the one coaching.
Maybe
he just shows up on the sideline.
But this is a team with Negredo, right? This is Negredo.
But also, dude, if you have Fergie's number in the group chat. I would be like, yo, man, just pick the lineup for me this weekend.
Yeah.
And Real Madrid, what happened?
They
to them?
Drew as well. They more points.
La Liga's gone. Barcelona.
La Liga's
gone. And Ronaldo missed a penalty.
He missed a penalty.
Ooh,
sure.
Really?
Yeah, he missed a penalty. But his goal, though.
Yeah.
His goal was fire. The one he scored.
And this is the thing, guys. Mm. For everyone who said he was washed, look at what he did in the Champions League.
Yeah, he kept
against Roma. Oh
against
my
Roma.
God,
guys. This guy's gonna play like this until he's like 75.
I saw, Lucas Digne. He was a PSG fullback. He was trying to mark Ronaldo for that first goal where he got destroyed. The whole game. Him and Nainggolan were trying to bloody man mark him out of the game.
There was a moment where he tried to get tight to Ronaldo and he just got shrugged off.
even Ramos. Ramos had a game and a half.
Of a game. Sure. What's that? The striker guy that he kept quiet? PSG. Not Ibrahimovic, Lucas.
Lucas,
Lucas was trying to run around him all the time, and anyway, nothing. Got him. I don't know how we're talking about PSG.
how did we get
there? I don't know.
I think you were thinking about Chelsea.
Do
you think, go back to the Champions League. Yesterday, Bayern Munich, 2-0 up. They go in and they concede another 2 goals, and Pep has a fucking fit.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
What'd he
say?
He's like, I don't give a fuck about fitness or physical well being or some shit.
What?
He had a huge rant. It was in the newspapers today. And
he doesn't care.
I think he was just extremely angry, as much as pedantic as he is. He probably set his team out to do a job.
Was he talking physical well being
of his players?
That's shocking.
Because I think they're talking about how his players sort of fell off. In the 65th
minute.
But it's
true. They relaxed.
They relaxed. They sort of they got in there. Morata. I mean, that kid. I don't know how Real Madrid let him go.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Somebody got to make space for somebody.
Oh,
but also, they had Benzema. So
Okay,
can we carry on?
Fair enough.
Then Barcelona had a 2-1 win against Las Palmas.
Las Palmas. No, but
they basically won the league, right?
Yeah, because look at the log now. The log is Barcelona 63, Atletico 55, and Real 54.
And don't Atletico Madrid play Real Madrid this weekend?
It's over, man. Barcelona is gonna concentrate on the Champions League now.
Yeah.
Okay, then some PSL results very quickly. Chiefs and Polokwane City.
Litota Lituva! Litota Lituva!
Not Litota Lituva, Litota Duva.
Litota Duva! Oh, wow!
Litota Duva!
Litota Duva!
Okay, Platinum Stars beat Jomo Cosmos 1-0.
Is Cosmos at the bottom of the league?
Are they fighting relegation, but they're not right at the bottom? Okay. I think Arrows are at the bottom.
They've been fighting relegation.
That's what happens.
They come in and out, in and out. So
it's a business to sell players. It's a business.
They do provide players to a few of the big teams. Okay, then Bloemfontein Celtic and Maritzburg United. Maritzburg United won that 1-1-0. See how you guys have so much to say about
This was brilliant.
Yeah, this is good games. Great.
Maritzburg is by the ocean.
Pirates finally won.
Pirates finally won against Black Aces. I mean, it's Aces.
And that moves them up.
Actually, Aces are in the top five, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the four.
Wow.
Black Aces was a Zimbabwean team as well, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was Black
Aces. Black Rhinos as well.
Everything about Zimbabwe.
Black Rhinos. Yeah, well,
Black Rhinos was the army team. And then there was Darren Textiles. But it used to be called Darren T.
Darren T.
Okay, let's look at the log, the PSL log after 20 games. Sundowns are winning it at 46. But Budapest Wits at 39, Chiefs at 39, and Black Aces at 36. Ooh. And then the Pirates have moved up to 7th, by the way, which is good.
It's good for Tinkler. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We've kind of spoken about the Champions League.
Yeah, we've spoken about the Champions League.
Okay, cool. Let's look at the news. David Beckham has urged Louis van Gaal's critics to exercise a bit more patience. Patience!
So I was reading an interesting article about United's inner workings, the political rift, the factions that are in the board.
Like in ZANU-PF?
It's exactly like that.
Oh, is it?
You've got David Gill, Bobby Charlton, Sir Alex Ferguson on the one end, who are anti-Mourinho. They don't want him in. Supposedly, Fergie has been baiting Mourinho and baited him to get when he was going to get the job when he left. He didn't give Mourinho, and it was a sort of Fergie's last...
He signed him.
He basically was, look, I'm going to give you the job. I'm going to give you a job. And then he gave it to Moyes.
Oh.
So this is from Insider.
Yeah, but remember
Insider.
That Real Madrid match where Fergie and Mourinho were like had a loving.
Yes.
At Old Trafford.
And you're talking about how they went for wine and all that. So there's a whole, there's that. They see Mourinho as too short term, not long term.
Yeah.
Then the other side, there's that Ed Woodward.
Richard Jolly.
From who's like a big commercial director, and they are siding with the Glazers. They want Mourinho in. They want fans to get back to loving the club as they do, and they don't want Giggs. So now this camp wants Giggs or someone else from Class of 92 to come in. Mm-hmm. The other side want Mourinho and LVG until the end of the season. So it's a big rift.
Yeah. Right.
So the Glazers are obviously going to win.
The Glazers will win, definitely. They're definitely going to win. So, United fans, this is not... The club, from top to tip, from head to toe, is just in shambles.
But how powerful do you think Fergie is? Is he more...
He's still a director.
Is he as powerful as the Glazers?
Never.
Exactly.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes.
Okay, ahead of the big match between United and Arsenal this weekend, Ander Herrera has described Mesut Ozil as being very inconsistent.
Your father is inconsistent, you bastard. That's a bastard.
But Ander, come on.
Is Ander not inconsistent himself?
Come on, Herrera.
He's telling a guy with 17 Premier League assists
that he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
I blame this on the English media. The Ebola of media has gone in and misconstrued what a Spanish-speaking Ander Herrera was trying to say. Maybe he was trying to say, I'm inconsistent. Because I think that's the only way this sentence makes sense.
Yeah, but that's a good point. Yeah. Maybe he didn't.
They misconstrued it.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, and we spoke about Antonio Conte going to Chelsea permanently, so we've got that covered. And Egyptian club Zamalek have replaced Mudo with one of Scotland's most successful football sons, Alex
McLeish. What?
This is so random.
This is so random.
No, but I mean, Alex McLeish is like big news, bro. He's like a big Scotland.
Yeah, I mean.
But I guess they did have Brady. What's his name? The American guy?
Bob Brady.
Bob Brady, yeah.
But Mido. Why was Mido coaching?
Mido was coaching,
He retired early or something.
No, but he's the one.
He had a fire season for Spurs, remember? Yeah, like 2008.
But, but do you remember that tweet where the guy said, you've pissed all your money away? And the guy said, I've made enough money to have sex with your mom. Like,
oh,
I remember this.
And this is the national coach.
Mido was was basically a less talented Adriano.
Gosh.
Both left footers, both lazy, both could have a moment of brilliance. But Mido didn't have that Adriano. Because Adriano could have been one of the greatest.
Yeah,
ever.
He could have.
It's like Adel Terapt, but as a forward, right? Adel Terapt has all the skill and everything. But he's just lazy and loves women.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a bad thing to love women, though. But
no, it's not. Pep Guardiola has admitted that he would be interested in signing Paul Pogba if Man City give him the green light.
He's going to go to City.
This is going to make me so sick.
This is the beginning of the end, man.
Yeah. Really.
Pogba is going to City.
The new era has begun.
Okay, Piers Morgan had promised to strip naked if Olivier Giroud had scored against Barcelona.
Thank goodness Giroud didn't score.
Thank goodness he didn't.
Thank goodness he didn't.
Thank you, Giroud, for doing.
Thank you.
That's probably why he didn't score.
Yeah, he was like, I can't do this to the people.
I can't do this. I can't let people see Piers Morgan naked. Thank you, Olivier Giroud. You handsome.
It's going to hurt French me more than it's going to hurt
you. Hair,
handsome Gaelic warrior.
With great hair.
Great hair.
Okay, Oxford College students team have embarked on an ambitious project to sign forgotten Liverpool fullback Jose Enrique.
God.
Guys, come on now.
You must be ambitious. They are ambitious. They are full of ambition.
How does a footballer feel? You know, when he goes through his timeline, he just sees these ads. 300 ads. Hey man, I know you're not playing at Liverpool. Come through to Oxford.
Come through, man.
Come through, bro.
We know you ain't doing shit.
Come through.
We train every Tuesday evening and Thursday, but like depending on whether the groundsman's there. But anyways, come through, bro.
Okay, Leeds United fan. What?
Claims.
Sorry. Okay, claims he was paid £500 to say nice things about Massimo Chiellini. What?
These guys are going to burn this guy's house down.
He was
they
paid
hate
£500.
Yeah. You know they got projectors and beamed these slogans across Eland Road, I think last week Wednesday, midweek game. Chiellino out. The guy was sitting right there. He could see it. He drove into the stadium, was watching his stream. I was like, bro, I think it's time to reconsider your investment, bro.
Okay, here's my favorite one. Aston Villa are so bad that they managed to lose to their own under-21 side in a behind closed door.
Oh, Jesus.
It's either they really didn't have any fucks to give or they're really bad.
Oh, look, they couldn't even score.
Dude.
Even if, I don't know, if you put them like on a farm and there's an open barn door and you say, put the ball here.
Even
like
Banyana could beat them.
Hey, Banyana quite good. Don't do that.
Yeah, they wouldn't score
not saying
if
much
you put,
beating
if you put what's his face?
It's not saying much.
Wow,
I'm sorry.
Guys
like Vertut.
Shade.
There's 11 French bass players they brought in, bro. And Tim Sherwood, the guy who is basically like... is
the next United manager.
Oh my God, I saw that. That's like giving a gorilla an iPad. That is exactly the same thing.
Theo, where do you get these things?
Giving a gorilla an iPad.
Okay, a Trabzonspor player was sent off for showing the ref a red card because the referee was soft. Where did he find the red card?
He took it from his pocket.
No, guys.
The Turkish league just is a gift that keeps on giving.
Honestly. Liverpool's Danny Ings showed a slightly hyperbolic Rocky-themed video of his recovery from injury.
Eye of the tiger.
Where
did he put this?
He put it on his Instagram.
Another
L for Liverpool.
That sounds like something Kune would do.
Please, man. You've already got Jordan Henderson. Come on.
Honestly. Okay, the Dortmund match over the weekend was suspended in the 65th minute after Bayer Leverkusen coach refused to leave the pitch. Are you kidding me? Let's be a little mature.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going.
What voice is
you
that?
You go first. No, you go first. I can just imagine the conversation.
I love how like Theo reenacts everything.
I'm not going.
Okay,
no, you go.
Bayern Munich apologized to Werder Bremen after mocking them with Beyonce tweet. What's the
Beyonce
tweet?
What happened
now?
Oh, they said they put Beyonce's what's
formation.
That? No, it wasn't formation. That one. What is it?
Did they say they are the Beyonce of
24/7? Whatever.
Of German football.
Oh yeah, this 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah, 24/7.
Put your hands up in there.
Yeah, they put like a gif, and you know,
wow.
Werder Bremen fans took offense and felt like they were being
But what's wrong with that?
Who did it? Bayern Munich fans.
Yeah, Bayern Munich, the themselves. Official US account. Shit. Yeah.
Okay, that's not good.
So is this Bayern Munich fans in the US?
Yeah. No, Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich
States,
itself.
They've got a US.
Oh,
account, yeah.
This is what.
Yes.
So they posted the formation.
No, a gif of that 7-Eleven song saying,
so what's wrong?
We've won. Listen, they felt emasculated by using Beyonce.
But okay. Bayern Munich are the Beyonce of German football.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
There's still a lot to get through. Let's go through it very quickly, okay, with the laundromat. Okay, so Kanye's The Life of Pablo. Apparently, it's a fire album.
No,
it's a fire album. However, whose thoughts are these? This is Comrade Question's thoughts.
Yeah. Why is it not on Apple Music? Can we? I mean,
he's
Kanye.
He's got a stake in Tidal.
Because.
But still, dude, how many downloads is he going to get on Apple Music? It's the biggest streaming service on the planet.
His friend Jay-Z got him into a pyramid scheme.
Tidal is a pyramid scheme. Like, we're losing money here, dog.
So
let's do something.
So Kanye is losing money because of illegal downloads.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what
apparently 500,000 downloads
come on,
a week?
Come on, man. Like, they've seen Tidal's track record ever since it launched. He was gonna lose money.
And it was $20
Tidal.
A month or something.
I love
you know
Tidal.
Jay-Z is a terrible friend. If he was a real friend, he would have said, "No, you can put it on iTunes."
Real friends.
And he didn't go to Kanye's wedding.
Yeah, and he didn't go to Kanye's wedding. He had to let Will Smith's child come there wearing like Batman.
He's wearing skirts again.
He's costing Kanye the $53 million.
I'm sorry that I keep cutting you guys short.
Million in debt. Sorry.
Speaking of Kanye, he tweeted complaining about a gentleman called Bob Ezrin who said that Macklemore is more musically relevant than Kanye. Kanye then called Macklemore a nice human being, but obviously felt he's the better artist. Obviously he felt that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then a Chicago teen has been arrested after calling 911 and asking where the hoe's at. If this is true, this guy's our wolf of the week.
No, if this is true, he's our wolf of the week. Definitely.
Dedicate Kanye's wolves.
Yeah, Kanye's wolves to him. Yeah.
And then this one, people were quite up in arms. Kesha generated a lot of social media interest in the last few weeks after it was emerged that her record label, Sony, are allegedly forcing her to stick to her contractual obligations and work with the guy who allegedly sexually assaulted her.
We've
had a lot of celebrities and people tweeting their support for her and all of that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can't wait for that next Kesha album to drop.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be so such
fire. Sarcastic. But anyways.
Khloe Kardashian says James Harden cheated on her. Excuse me.
Wait.
He cheated.
What about Lamar? And also you decided
Khloe
you
Kardashian is the problem here. She's the common denominator in all of these things.
She is.
How? I mean, what next?
You were dating the guy and then changed your mind about divorcing the other guy.
No, they weren't banging. She was just going to see the guy and help him through
but
a tough time.
But why did she change her mind about divorcing?
Kanye's album is so fire, it brought Lamar from death.
From death,
did you see him?
Lazarus,
I feel like Kanye... Like Lamar probably listened to like Ultralight Beam on his
deathbed. We on Ultralight Beam.
Okay.
But guys, you're looking at this from the wrong perspective. Lamar Odom and what's his face?
James Harden.
Both are basketball players. Yeah. You're going to date basketball players.
What do you think is going to happen?
You're going to get cheated on.
One is going to bang in a brothel and almost die.
And almost die of drugs. And
but Lamar is team good guy now. Shout out
to
Lamar.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Has anybody seen Drake and Rihanna's two videos for work?
Those nipples made the video.
She's got nipples in the video?
Yes.
No, she's got a nipple.
Oh my God.
She's got a nipple ring.
So the nipple ring.
There's one with the nipples, and then there's one where she's just grinding.
Okay, right.
Grind you, I deserve it. What?
Do you see how Drake looks at her in that video? I'm sure it went down after
they definitely
again
had consensual sex.
They've been
having consensual.
But I feel like Rihanna, like the personalities, like she probably like just insults him like after sex.
She seems like he's like all obsessed with her, and she like couldn't give any.
Oh my God.
That's cool. That video is what
it is. Both of them are. Okay, very quickly, comment question. You've got a FIFA corner update.
Yes, the FIFA presidential election is finally upon us, and it shall be held on the 26th of February 2016, which might be my birthday.
It might.
Only two men have held the position of FIFA president since 1974. Imagine, that's when the patronage started.
Yeah.
João Havelange.
João.
And Septic Blatter, a.k.a. Josep Blatter.
That's ridiculous.
So this is the list of FIFA presidents since 1906. 1906, Daniel Burley Wolfhall, elected as the first president of FIFA by its seven federations. 1918, Carl Anton Hirschman of the Netherlands. 1921, Frenchman Jules Rimet, chairman after the World War II. He held the position for 33 years.
Don't
what? Until and guys want to talk about African presidents.
until 1954. Yeah. Then you have Rodolf Seeldreyers from Belgium, who was elected but died in office just a year after. Then 1956, you have Arthur Drury from England, who is elected and also dies in office in 1961. That's 5 years. Or is it? And then in 1961, Stanley Ruse of England, or Roo, was elected at an extraordinary congress. And then in 1964, João Havelange of Brazil, 1974, sorry, becomes FIFA's president.
That's from when outside Africa of, got more,
the first
more
one
things,
from outside
right?
of Europe, yeah. actually. Mm. And then he stood unopposed for 5 straight terms.
Yo.
These guys and are ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
And he eventually retired in 1998, 24 years later. And during his time, FIFA grew as a business and obviously as a vehicle of patronage.
Corruption and dodginess.
Immensely during this time. He has been implicated as well in the FIFA corruption scandals and Olympic scandals.
When you've been there for 24 years.
The Olympics, the FIFA things, everything is implicated. And then in 1998, the Don, a.k.a. Teflon Don, Joseph, a.k.a. Septic Bladder of Switzerland, is elected. And he too was, he ran unopposed twice, I think, in 2007 and 2011. And he has been re-elected 4 times. So on Friday, we have Tokyo Sekhwale, who is dead last.
He's definitely
let's hope
Prince
he's
Ali.
I don't even think he's nervous.
And Sheikh Al-Saman, all those guys. Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Ben Haim.
And Jerome Champagne is actually still in. I didn't know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And Gianni and Infantino.
Infantino, he's also still there.
But I mean, it's the same guys that they're just promoting. Yeah. And it's just to protect their
You
interests.
Know what it is? We're not even getting a choice. They're like, okay, cool, guys. We don't want you to choose. We're going to give you the candidates and you choose.
I'm going to Sheikh Salman, though.
Yeah,
he's
I think
got,
that
he's got most of the votes so far. Yeah. He's got the CAF votes as
But apparently Infantino has been canvassing quietly around Africa. He was at Robben Island with Tokyo
Sekhwale.
Oh,
really?
I saw a
pic of that.
Yeah, he was at Robben Island with Tokyo Sekhwale on Wednesday.
So what, they've formed some kind of alliance?
I don't know. I think Tokyo just keeps mentioning
Alrighty.
Robben Island.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
Is it?
It has been
No, it hasn't
a pleasure.
No, it hasn't. No, we refuse.
Special.
If Blanca doesn't come here, we're not wrapping anything up.
Okay, guys, be kind to strippers.
All boobs matter.
And may the swag.
But why do you guys
even man boobs matter?
Why do you guys
even which boobs matter?
Man boobs.
No, they don't.
Stop judging. Bro. Stop man boob shaming, bro.
Judge boobs when you have them.
Is that for me?
No, it's for men who judge man boobs.
Shading, as they say on the Twitter.
Shading. Did Theo just use shady?
Yeah,
shading.
Anyway, guys,
plural for shade.
Thanks for listening.
Ciao.
This is CliffCentral.com.